Hey everybody, it's David. Welcome to Day 10. Getting back into our discussion that we started yesterday, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the post-production process, and today I'm going to be focusing a bit on the software and the process. The software we all use at Broken Sea to mix the productions varies greatly. Some people mix the lines individually and then tack one onto the other and build an entire production that way. Some people use multiple programs to edit out background noise and add effects such as bass, reverb, delay, and echo. Personally, I use three separate programs to work on a production. When I first receive someone's lines, I first separate them into individual files, named for the line number in the script and the character name. For example, in the next episode of Jake Sampson, the first line will be 001 narrator. I use the three-digit number, 001, so that when I save the files, they remain in numerical order when the line numbering hits 100 or more. Once I've broken all the submissions into their individual script lines, I then edit them for background noise and I adjust their volume levels. Finally, after editing them twice, I listen to the files one by one. Many voice actors submit multiple takes on their lines. This gives me the most flexibility in choosing which tone, inflection, and cadence is best for the character. Many times, I edit portions from each take and remix them down into another file, which I then use for the production. After I'm satisfied with all the lines, I then bring them into a third audio application. The application I use was originally designed for mixing musical loops, but it's great for mixing audio productions as a whole as well. I add all of the lines, sound effects, and other ambient pieces I need, and then literally paint the dialogue and all audio into the complete project. Yes, I need to move things around and get new sound effects and add new files from time to time, and when this happens, I just move the individual lines around as necessary. Many of my coworkers in production at Broken Sea will tell you that I go through a couple extra steps and I can speed things up by dropping one of the audio editing applications, but since I have no formal training in production work, this is how I learned, and since we've had a full head of steam since we started releasing audio productions in March of 2007, we haven't stopped. I just haven't had a chance to stop and think of new ways to do things, and since it ain't broke, I'm not fixing it. I'm in the process of mixing three productions presently, as well as this podcast. These will take me many, many unpaid hours to complete. I will give up time to work out, watch television, not that there's really anything to watch or miss since the writer's strike, and mostly, I give up time with my family. I have a wife who is very supportive and very understanding of my obsessive hobby. I have two wonderful children who love to play with Daddy and record with him sometimes, and sometime in the near future, I'll get around to setting up an actual audio room to record and process these programs. But for now, I just use a spare room in the house and I try to record the lines before the kids are in bed. Why did I mention all of this? I just want to let people know a little about what goes into the production of a show. So we end up working another full-time job just to produce the programs we do because we love the work and we love what we do. Many of us would also like to move into this line of work professionally, but in the short term, it's just the very act of producing high-quality, full-cast audio productions and getting them out on the internet for everyone to hear and share. Tomorrow, I'll touch a little more on the voice acting and what equipment people use to record their roles in these productions. Until then, I'm David Subkowiak saying, keep spreading the audio. The bed music for today's podcast is brought to you by My Morning Jacket. One Big Holiday, off the Wired CD, issued under Creative Commons Sampling Plus license. This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0.